All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Wheel Wednesday. I am Scott from Koenig, and with me is Dowd from Koenig.
What's going on, guys?
You might be able to see him more, being that Nick is in his departure stage. So before we get into this, if you wouldn't mind giving us a thumbs up and subscribing down below. Let's see. So this week was interesting, and this past weekend was what would have been H2O. Now, yes. It's become infamous in... Well, let's do this. First off, let's go back for a second and let's talk about kind of the history of the show. Yes. Where it started and originated was with Volkswagens and Audis.
Started as a Volkswagen Audi show that was
water cooled Volkswagen,
air cooled Volkswagen Audi show only. Now, they started in Ocean City. It was an amazing show. They branched out a little bit outside of Ocean City, and it got to the point where the people, more and more people just kept coming every year, to the point where
it consumed the city.
Ocean City was taken over by Stance cars, low cars, Volkswagen Audis, JDM, whatever you could think of. It's been there.
Right. It became an automotive celebration that may have went too far. Now, this is not something that just happened with this one show. If you go back, a long time ago to even the Nopi days, mm-hmm. that was something. Like when we went, first I think it probably happened for, the import culture at Daytona. Like when Super Street used to do like Spring Break Daytona Week.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Then I think when everything took over and went to, Nopi Nationals and... everything in that whole area of Atlanta, that was crazy. So it's not like we're not singling out Volkswagens or Audis here, but...
Definitely not, but...
H2O...
has turned into the unsanctioned event in Ocean City, Maryland.
Right, and so the hard part that's become is that last year, Ocean City, I don't know if it's a township or, whatever it is, but Ocean City essentially came out and they basically said that after last year, they had had enough. The residents complained. Look, when you start putting a lot of car people in a certain place for a long period of time, you're always going to have some good apples, some bad apples, right?
Some rowdiness, yeah.
And what happened was the show seemed to – not the show. That's not the right –
I hate to say it that week. Because the guy who owns that show, unfortunately, right. That name H2O has been tarnished to the point where
– Right.
Yeah.
But so let's not look at it. We're not talking about the show. Yeah. We're talking about this week in particular.
This week in particular.
On the calendar.
Ocean City, in the calendar – in Ocean City's calendar as unsanctioned.
Sure. I understand mm-hmm. what you mean. But what I'm saying is like it got – this whole week has become known for car people, and the more rowdy it got and the more out of control it got, the more it drew that crowd.
Yeah, it turned into less cars, more people, more mm-hmm. rowdiness, more partying. People think Ocean City is kind of like, anything goes, you can do anything you want, but that's not it at all.
Not the case. And this weekend, prove that, right?
Yes.
So what's happened here is this week, even though H2O is not happening there
this week or even in Maryland
right.
at all.
Right. Not there. This has now turned into the quote-unquote unsanctioned event.
It's meant for the car enthusiast to be able to cruise up and down the street, enjoy seeing everybody's cars, but then it just kind of turned into people wanting to be rowdy, people wanting to do burnouts, people wanting to party.
Yeah.
And this year, unfortunately, people wanted to riot.
Well, so I think the hard part is if you go back to, recap, last year, after this whole week, it got a little out of control.
Yeah.
And Ocean City, its residents, and the local legislative executives mm-hmm. down there, they basically had said, look, this will not happen again. We will not let this happen in our city again. We will not let this city get taken over again. Mm-hmm. Will not happen. And they worked very, very hard to make sure that they put in as many capabilities for the police to...
They even hired so many different police departments to come in. There was park rangers there to impound cars.
They brought in like cars. Six or seven different police departments. So so here's what happened. So the legislative branch, I don't even know what you call it, whatever, they basically established some new guidelines to give the police extended ability to impound cars, to ticket, to enforce.
Heavy ticket and... Right. Fine increases because it is a special event zone now that they did. So if you were caught burning rubber, even just being too low with a stretched tire, your car was being impounded and, you know,
ticketed or whatever.
Impound fees, you're over $1,000. Yeah. Whatever tickets you had to impound it to get it out of the impound lot. Just you're over $1,500 just from driving up and down the street.
Right. So now we're talking about so let's talk about some of those laws that were passed or put into place specifically for
this week.
Specifically for this week. So, any vehicles that were too low, any vehicles that had a stretched tire, any vehicles that didn't have proper wheel and tire fitment, any vehicles that were caught burning, smoking, making noise with a tire, any engine noise that was considered too loud. Mm-hmm. Now that's pretty vague, but
all depending on what cop pulls you over if you think it's too loud. But yeah.
Then you also had one that I thought was absolutely hysterical. Clearly not car people that made the law there. grinding of gears. Well, I mean, I feel bad for somebody that has a grinding of the gear problem.
That's a different issue than nobody wants to grind gears, but Ocean City apparently thinks they do.
Right. But either way, they put these things into effect, and police complained last year that they didn't really have proper authority because all they were really able to do was write tickets for speeding. That's what they claimed.
Pretty much, yeah.
And they said that the reason that things got out of control was because they really didn't have the authority. Now, that eludes me a little bit because I kind of feel like the police, no matter where you are, have the authority. But I'm not a legal expert, and I don't know anything about local Maryland law.
Yeah, that's a different story.
So I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah.
But I guess the question now is, who went too far? Did the police go too far? Did the legislative go too far? Or did this week and the car people that were irresponsible that went down there go too far?
I'm not even going to say it was car people. A lot of people see the H2O videos and they're like, oh, I want to go. You know, it looks like a great time. You know, everybody's partying. Everybody's, you know, doing burnouts. That's not really what it's about. H2O used to be about just cruising the strip, appreciating other people's cars. But then you have the not-so-car enthusiasts come in and take over the town, pretty much.
Do those people come down there with cars?
No.
At
if
all?
If anything, some people just pile up in a truck just to come down and see all right. what's going on.
So from your perspective as somebody that goes, your opinion, as somebody that has attended that show for many years, that is part of the original Volkswagen Audi group that went down there for car shows.
Yeah.
Your opinion is that the majority of the people that are coming there that are causing the ruckus.
Those are not car enthusiasts.
Okay. So that's an interesting point, right? That's an interesting point of view. And by the way, this is all our opinion. So
opinion-based.
If you agree or disagree, put that all in the comments below. Let us know what you think. Interested to see if you've been there. Also, maybe tell us, you know, what your experience was, if it differs from maybe the point of view that Doubt brings to the table.
Don't get me wrong. I had a good time, but Saturday nights always tend to get the craziest. With partying, with taking over the streets, pretty much making it.
And what happened? So this Saturday, this past Saturday, what happened? Like, tell me.
You had a pretty much riots going down below 30th.
What were they? What kind of, when we say riots, what were
I'm
we talking
saying
about?
Like beer bottles being thrown at cops, no respect for the police whatsoever. Like, you also have to keep into consideration, like, OCPD's just sitting there trying to do their job, and you wouldn't do anything that you would do in Ocean City in your own hometown without worrying about repercussions. But
right.
I don't know. A lot of people think it's a free for all once you get into Ocean City.
Right. Yeah, you know, I think that there's definitely this fine line, and when it gets crossed, it seems to be the death of all things related, right? You know, we had certainly seen that in different shows in different areas prior, that it was fine, it escalated, and people understood that it was just a short period of time, it was going to go away, and, you know, all right, it's annoying for some of the people that live down there.
Yeah.
And then it goes too far, and then all of a sudden people are the anti, don't ever let it happen again.
They've been anti-H2O for the last, I'd say, 6 years.
Because it brought down so many people into an area that really wasn't big enough at some point.
Don't get me wrong. It's a vacation spot.
Like, right.
Everybody's there to, you know, they have other events there, cruise week, bike week, that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get out of hand like how H2O does.
Right.
And I think the problem is you're looking at a younger demographic that's coming to H2O.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's a younger demographic that's really just there to party and thinking it's okay, but it's really not.
So let's talk about the actual cars that were there. Would you say, let's, again, personal opinion, right? Mm-hmm. Percentage, out of 100%, right? How many percent of the cars that were really down there, you know, hanging out, not causing a ruckus, just down there, even
down
parked
there
or whatever,
were
Volkswagen,
you know,
Audis still?
Oh, that are Volkswagen Audis, I'd probably say less than 20%.
Oh, it was that low?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been getting lower and lower every year.
Well, and also the show isn't there anymore. It's in Atlantic City?
It's in Atlantic City now, yeah.
Right. So this isn't about the show anymore. This is about just this week.
This is about this week. And, you know, don't get me wrong. Again, I've always gone to H2O to cruise the strip, hang out with people I don't get to see often, you know.
And go to the show.
And go to the show. The show is on the weekend in AC,
right.
So it's kind of like one of those things. As I leave, you know, you swing by the show.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Wasn't that this year?
So, all right. So we had a percentage of the cars. You're saying is under 20. Let's talk about maybe this year compared to last year. This year was more aggressive, less aggressive on the people attending side. Same.
I'd say about the same. Don't get me wrong. With everything going on with COVID, there might have been a little bit less people going there, but the rowdy bunch was definitely there.
Overall attendance up or down?
I'd say up. Overall, cars being cruised on the strip and things like that, I'd say it was up.
You think so?
I think it was up, but there was a lot of people that were terrified to drive their cars, mainly because of
cops
being worried about being impounded.
I mean, it's a justifiable concern. You know, and this is the hard part, is that no matter what you do or what realm you're in, what sport you're in, or when something like this happens, whether it be automotive or not, the people that go down there with the intention of just going down there to hang out, whatever, even if they're not doing anything stupid, they become casualties of, quote unquote, this war.
Yes.
So that's interesting. But yeah, I mean, I would agree. I think that, you know, it's a tough thing. And I think that the one thing I believe very much is that Ocean City, and their local area, I believe that they followed through with the promise that they made to the residents last year.
They followed through that promise, 100%.
They
were impounding it from Monday when just a couple of cars were there. Like, forgiveness.
Right.
Which, again,
no leniency.
I understand where OCPD is coming from. I feel they used a lot of their resources to target people in their cars driving around, even without chirping tires, grinding gears.
I understand what you mean.
I feel they could use a lot of those resources to put it to the people who are rowdy. That's where I think it should personally be pushed to. But again, don't get me wrong. People could get rowdy in a car. We're doing donuts in the middle of an intersection on a highway. It's not really the smartest thing to do. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, it's cool. It's fun, but it's just ruining everybody else's time and for people who want to go the following year.
Yeah.
Because now only laws are going to get harder and more strict.
Well, you know, so I think that you have that, you know, from OC, Ocean County's point of view, I think that they were out to make an example because they want this thing to go away.
They want it to go away, but...
And to get it to go away, you need to make it so that no one's going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe what's going to start to happen is the actual car people will stop going there.
100%.
But the week will stay there for another little bit.
I know the week will stay there, but it's not going to be the same.
You're going to lose
a lot of those actual car enthusiasts who build cars strictly to bring it to the strip and cruise it down the strip just to have everybody, you know.
But they don't, when I say they, I mean the residents, they don't want that there anymore.
They don't want any of it anymore.
But as a car person, at some point, like for you, do you think you'll go next year?
Probably not, no.
Okay. But you'll still go to H2O, right?
I'd still go to H2O, yeah.
All right. So here's what's happening. It's an evolution of they don't want the rowdiness there. So what they're going to do is they're going to put together a stop on the people coming down. So eventually, it just won't the cars just won't be coming down there that week. And then you'll be left with some rowdy people, whatever it may be, and they'll have to deal with that on a separate note. But right now, they're going to get rid of the cars, and then they're going to. And this is tough because it killed some things that could have been a.
I've been going since 2013. I've loved every year that I went.
Yeah.
This year,
the
vibes weren't there how they were previous years. And even last year, like, I had fun, I had a great time. But even last year, I was like, it's getting a little bit out of hand.
Right.
This year kind of just took it to the top where it is out of hand.
Yeah.
It's not getting out of hand. It is out of hand now.
You know, I think when you're a car person, there becomes this point where the drama starts to outrank the cars. And once you get to that point, if you're really a car person, you start to think like, that's not exactly like it was part of being. It was also it wasn't just. I want to have a great time. I want to have a vacation. I want to be able, but I also want to blend it with my car experience. And when you can take that part of it away,
there's no experience anymore. It's just you want to go to get rowdy. That's really it.
Right. And so I believe that a lot of these things are going to end up clearing out. Which is unfortunate because I believe that there's probably a lot of good that would have come out of the show. I know I was there really early on in the show's inception, and I know you repeated the sentiment that a lot of the local businesses appreciated the extra crowd because they made a lot of money that week.
The local businesses love it because they're packed out. Every restaurant, everywhere you go, things are sold out because there's a ton of people there.
Right, but does that get overshadowed by the damage, the destruction, the fact that these people are kind of a little, again, this is not my words, but I'm using an example, a little bit under siege for a week. You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, so that's the question. The question is, do you think it got too far? Do you think that, when you go into some environment like this, there has to be a collective voice to be a little bit more respectful, to be able to allow the car piece of this to continue to always, cruise on. I don't know. That's a question for you. Let us know.
Definitely
what you...
a question for you guys. Let us know, please. That'd be great in the comments.
Yeah, throw them down below. Let us know what you think. I don't know. I think that whenever you have something like this, you always run the risk of it changing so much. I mean, there's definitely a demographic thing. There's definitely an age thing, right? Over the course of the past 7 years, you've gotten 7 years older, and people that weren't really into the scene have come into it.
Yes. No offense. Even when I was 7 years younger, I wasn't doing a lot with some of these people.
Yeah. I don't think anybody, and here's the thing. I'm not criticizing anybody at all. And this isn't a pass judgment. It's not a lecture. So we're just having a conversation to kind of see, what do you think? How do you feel? But, I will say it's a shame in one respect because, the earlier shows, they were good shows. They were laid back shows.
They were great shows.
I remember,
it was awesome.
It was like, the original show was like by a lake.
Yeah.
And you went out there and you set up your cars and you set up everything and you were on grass and You sat out there, and people just were just hanging out, you know?
It was a great time. Now it's gotten to the point where it's not about the cars anymore. It's about just going to get rowdy in Ocean City, and
right. It's
not fun.
Right.
How would you spend tons of money on your car, putting it in, investing it into it, just to cruise down the strip, and then what? You have a bunch of rowdy kids get too rowdy and potentially even
damage your car. That's an interesting
point. It's something that you have to think about that a lot of these kids aren't thinking about. It's, you know, that's somebody's car. That's somebody's, you know, they put a ton of money into it, and it could potentially, you know, with it getting impounded. The amount of impounds I even saw with bumpers getting ripped off from the tow trucks, and just, it was heartbreaking.
It's a hard line, man. I mean, I'll tell you that when you start getting that many cars impounded, man, it's tough. You know, and what's even tougher is that when you lose that ability to bring a car down there, regardless of how it looks,
mm-hmm.
and drive down the street doing nothing wrong,
but still get
pulled over, it's tough as a car person because you feel like you're under attack.
But you have to look at it from OCPD's
point of view.
And I see it from their point of view. It's only gotten worse. You know, when one person does something wrong, we're kind of all at fault now.
Right. I do get their point. I do get their point. You know why? Because for the majority of the people that are going to be watching this, that are car people, whatever it may be, think about the spot in your local area, mm-hmm. right? I don't want to say neighborhood because not everybody has one, but like
your local area.
I can think of a few places here where people seem to congregate in parking lots or whatever to hang mm-hmm. out, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine you live the busiest street in your neighborhood, right? And imagine like for a solid week, you can't leave to go get your Burger King, or you can't leave to go get something to eat. You can't leave to like, as you go to work, there's people already out mm-hmm. there. When you come home from work, people are throwing. Like, could you imagine what it would be like if that was your 24/7 for a week? Man, all of a sudden, you know, it's like there's that saying, like, it's great as long as it's in somebody else's backyard.
Yep.
Right? So when it's in your backyard, you know, is that something that you're against? It's a really interesting thing. And the reason it's interesting is because as car culture changes, what's going to happen to these events? Do they go away? Do they come back? How do we structure them so that they're, you know, car events? How do we structure them so everybody can have a good time without losing an event? It's a tough situation.
That's a very tough situation. I think it's gotten to the point where Ocean City is
going to be done.
It's going to be done. Sooner or later, don't get me wrong. I've already spoken to a lot of people who have gone down there who are there for the cars.
You're wrapping it up.
A lot of people are like, I don't think I'd ever come next year. Why should I risk getting my car impounded for what?
Right.
There's no reason.
Right.
Especially when you're already
paying money for the hotel, the food, the hanging out there.
The problem is that there's no even appreciation on the strip anymore because people just want to party. They just want to see you do burnouts. They just want to see you two-step versus, wow, I haven't seen that car. That car looks great, or this mm-hmm. and that. You know, meeting up, hanging out, checking out cars. It's not like that anymore.
Right.
And it's heartbreaking a little bit.
Yeah.
It's definitely heartbreaking.
So I guess we'll end there. But I want to. So the question I want to leave you with is: Did the car people? No, that's the wrong thing. Did the people attending this week go too far? Are they justified for forcing Ocean City's hand? Or do you think that Ocean City was too harsh on the people attending or for the rules that they set up? Interesting point of view. Again, I'm not taking a side. I'm just kind of stating some things, and I'm curious to see what it looks like for you guys. So, I don't know. What else? Do you have anything else you want to say about? Not really?
No, not really. It was an upsetting, you know. Don't get me wrong. I always have fun. Always get to see friends I want to see, but it's gotten to the point where none of those friends want to be down there anymore.
Yeah.
And
now you might be asking yourself, so that's a car guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Volkswagen guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's been going to the show. He put this on the calendar. He took off of work
to go down there. Every year, no matter what.
You may be asking yourself, so did Doubt's car get impounded? That's a good question. The answer is no.
The answer is no.
The day before he was going to leave,
blew that motor to hell.
The rods in his engine didn't want to stay in his engine.
No.
They decided that they were better off in other places.
I'm out. That's pretty much what my motor said.
Yeah.
I'm out.
So, doubt, luckily, I think, and I say luckily because I believe...
I say that too because I believe I would have been probably impounded for something stupid. Again, I'm not one of those guys that's, oh, I need to do a burnout, I need to do a two-step. No, that's not me. Cruising down the street, you know, with a bunch of friends, you know, getting appreciation for the car. It's right. Just, I felt I would have been probably pulled over instantly. And it gets to that point where, like that question you just asked, I really want to answer it.
What's that?
The one where do you think OCPD had, you know, with their rules and regulations versus, you know.
So answer it. I mean, it's your opinion.
I think OCPD enforced a lot of rules that they took their own resources away and put it to something else where they shouldn't have. I think with them putting a lot of restrictions and, you know, just the impounding alone definitely put a lot of bad taste in people's mouths.
I understand.
That's the word I'm looking
for. I understand.
And it's like telling a child you can't have something, they're going to want it and they're going to do it. Like, no, you're not allowed to do that. They're going to go and do it. You know what I mean?
So, but let me ask you, let me go on the flip side of that now that you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
If Ocean City and their police agencies that were down there, if they didn't focus on the car people, if they focused on the people that only did something wrong in the car,
mm-hmm.
and if they focused only on the rioters,
mm-hmm.
or the people that were really being outlandish, would the weak die or would the weak continue to live on?
The weak would continue to live on,
100%. So if you look at it from that point of view, I think you can kind of – I don't want to rationalize it.
I get it.
But you kind of see like, all right, well, I guess that's what they're doing. Unfortunate, you know, you could always claim – but it is what it is, right?
It is what it is, unfortunately. It's at the point where it's – I don't know if it's too far gone to be saved. You know, it's
I think it is. I think once you form a thing where the local area has it out for you, you're not welcome there at all. I think that it's very difficult to continue to go there.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to have to be in another spot. The problem is I'm going to blame social media on this one. Everybody just wants to be seen. Everybody just wants to be popular on social media, thinking that if they do burnout in the middle of the street, donuts in the middle of the street, they're going to get a huge following. You just don't look good doing it. Yeah, it's great for that one time being, but I don't know. It doesn't really entertain me much there.
Now, with that said, there was a lot of pretty good social media things that made me laugh quite a bit. But
there's plenty of them, man. Plenty.
But anyhow, so forget about what we said, what our opinions were. What are your opinions? Throw them down below. Let us know. I don't know. We'll check them out. Let's see. Hopefully, we'll have a video for you on Friday, so make sure you're still... I know I've been saying that for the past few weeks, but we're really trying. So there's that. Also, make sure you tune in live 3 p.m. Eastern on Instagram and Facebook. We will go live. We'll answer your questions. We'll talk about this stuff. If you want to talk about this, we'll talk about it there, too. So make sure you tune in, and I don't know. That's it. Take care of yourself. Have a good week, and we'll catch you next Wednesday.